Hello, and welcome to the Social Media Show podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Pollinger. This is the audio version of the Social Media Show, which goes out live on Facebook at 9 a.m. on Mondays. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe. In this episode, I chat to Richard Keane, founder and creative director of Omega 3 Design. We talk about chatbots, design, branding, and of course, social media. Morning, hello, and welcome, everybody, and a special welcome to Richard Keane, my guest this morning from Omega 3 Design. Great to have you on the show this morning, Richard. Before we get into things, how was your weekend?
Wet.
as it was for all of us in the UK, sadly, yes.
A little bit sorry, it was my client's food and drink festival in Cheltenham, and yeah, it was all a bit wet for them, I think. A bit muddy as well in places.
Oh yes, that's one of your big clients, isn't it? Yeah. So, yeah. Omega 3 Design. I did a bit of research, and I kind of knew anyway. But you've been around for quite a while now. Is it over 10 years, or is it approaching 10 years?
Well, it is actually over 10 years. It started a while ago in Bournemouth, and then I was just building the brand and building the work up slowly whilst I worked for another company agency, and then. Yep, about 8 years ago, went off on my own and we became a limited company.
Okay, fantastic. And so, I mean, that's a long time and you've got a lot of really good clients. What would you say is the secret to your success?
Always looking at the new or staying in front of the next trends. So keeping on top of the trends, making sure that, not just the design trends, but the innovative things that are going on. So for example, like last year was the year of the augmented reality and virtual reality. This year it's more about chatbots. Mm-hmm. Next year could be and I think a few years ago it was more about video and drones. So I always try and keep ahead of what's happening, and if someone asks me to do something, I never say no, I just work out how to do it.
Yeah, that's a really good attitude. I like that. Like that attitude, and like you, yeah, I'm totally fascinated about what's gonna happen next. It's quite fun predicting. Do you get into that game at all in terms of looking at what might happen in the future?
Yes, I mean, we know that you guys down in Cardiff have got 5G, haven't you now?
Yes, yes, we have. Although I haven't got myself a 5G phone yet, but it probably won't be. It won't be long.
It won't be long, exactly. And there's all like hoo-ha about it. It's unpredictable, and it's got health problems and everything else. But I'm more interested in the side of the fact that what this is going to do to our industry. We've got the fastest moving industry over the last 10 years that's happened in a long, 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 long time. Back down to where the Industrial Revolution was. So it's moving at such a fast pace that it's just the next run on the ladder, as it were. And with 5G, you'd be able to do everything from driverless cars to drones. And I think Amazon are interested in that, and Uber as well. So it's all about technology and the way technology is moving forward, which is fantastic.
Yeah, no, sure is exciting. What aside from the sort of trends and technology, what do you enjoy most about your works? Principally, I mean, how do you spend most of your time? Is it sort of on the creative side, would you say, or something else?
It's a bit of everything, actually. When you're in your own business, you obviously have to do a lot, from sales to the marketing to the and to whatever you actually do for a living, and it's basically if I could do it all day long, I'd be illustrating, drawing and designing. I just love it. Mm-hmm. I can't get off of it. Branding is huge from my perspective. I love branding when it comes to creating brands for people, but also being a bit more of a brand guardian.
And probably brand guardian, what do you mean by that?
Well, it means that brands have been there for a reason, and we spoke about the fact that people spend a lot of money on their brands, getting the brands right, getting the colors right, getting the logo right, getting the iconography right. And by people in social media terms is what I'm going to go with, because obviously on the social media show, but Facebook have updated their icon on, and I don't know if people have noticed, but the colors have changed. So you've got the grading.
Oh, color, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
which is exactly now the same as Messenger. So they're bringing in line brands together. They've moved away from the sort of, I think the blue was too close to LinkedIn, for example. So they've moved that in, and it, and but people don't realize this, and they still use the old logos or the, I mean, I don't know if you remember, but the F used to be higher up and it used to have a key line around it, for example.
There used to be a space at the bottom, didn't there?
Where exactly. And people still use that logo. I still see that logo being used, and it frustrates me because
that's my bugbears.
This is one of my bugbears as well. I mean, and brands do it all the time. They just tweak things all the time, and you just need to be up on your branding as well as your. If you're going to use people's logos, just make sure you're using the right ones. And what I'll do is later on here, I'll drop in some links to, if you just Googled like LinkedIn brand guidelines or Facebook brand guidelines or Twitter brand guidelines or Instagram brand guidelines, you'll find them. But I'll put the links on here. But for the, I know this goes out on a podcast, but so that's why I've mentioned that it's just easy to Google it as well. Instagram brand guidelines, it's not hard, and you'll get the logos to download and use those appropriately, and you know then that you're not upsetting and you're using the correct logos and icons basically.
Yeah I mean you're kind of like making yourself look stupid in both the brand's eyes but also anybody else that knows about these things as well, or even anybody that's just recently seen the latest Facebook app, for example. It's going to look different from the logo on your website potentially, isn't it? Which isn't a good look. Yeah. And LinkedIn have just updated as well, haven't they? So that's worth people knowing. I think they've gone all blue. They've certainly done away with the black.
Yes, it's a charcoal grey. Yeah, no charcoal grey. The charcoal grey is gone, and yeah, it's all blue on their logo. And I think this only happened recently, didn't it?
Yeah, very recently, like this weekend, I think, or Friday. Yeah.
Okay.
So would you say, I mean, that's an example there actually of simplification, and I think from a non-designer's point of view, that seems to be a bit of a trend in itself, sort of things getting less flourishes and less curves, less colours, as it, for the recent example.
But I think what you have to be also careful of is that people are allowed to change their minds. And what I mean by that is that Gap changed their logo. I don't know if you remember this. And there's a massive uproar, and they had to change it back. They spent all that money changing the logo, and then they had to change it back to the...
What was so offensive about the new one?
I think that it was just because they'd gone sans serif, and it just didn't work, and people wanted the old serif one back, and the blue was not the same. And so brands work for a reason and what people are used to. So it's a good idea always to keep on top of and always research what people are doing before you start putting logos and brands on. Say, for example, if I'm doing a documentation or what have you, I always check first where, if I'm using the correct logo, if I'm using the correct icon, so that I'm always up to date as possible, you know, when it goes to print or online, what have you. So,
cool. So I've got a few people saying hi. Please do say hi if you're watching, because otherwise we don't know who is actually watching. So Mark, good morning, Mark. Great to have you on the show. And good morning, Judy. If anybody has any questions at all, please do ask us. We are here to answer anything at all, whether you're watching live, watching the replay, or listening on the podcast. If you just post your question in the comments on Facebook anytime, live or during the replay, or ask us right now. If you ask us now, I'll put the question on the screen, and we will do our best to answer. Okay, so let's just clarify exactly what sort of services that you offer. And I believe you're doing quite a bit with chatbots at the moment, which as you say, is sort of a current quite a big trend at the moment.
It is, yeah. I mean, we do obviously we do everything here at Omega 3 Design, from logos, branding, to graphic design, email marketing, digital marketing, web design, and illustration. But chatbots is it's one of the main things that are coming through this year.
But what for those that I'm not sure everyone will actually know what a chatbot is, perhaps you'd like to explain?
Okay. You might have actually used one without realizing it. They are a way of communicating with end users from a business point of view, to direct you to a product or make you help you aware or just keep you entertained whilst they become available to answer you directly from a human perspective.
So there's a certain amount of artificial intelligence, there's a certain amount of programming, but at the end of the day, it is all about conversation, isn't it?
It is all about conversation, that's right. And the more these chatbots, they started off very, in my opinion, quite humble. They didn't have a lot of functionality built in with them, but today you can add in more personality into them. You can add in GIFs, you can add in, they are automated responses, and they work by working to guess. So you basically lead the user with keywords and things like that to kind of gauge what they want out of the chat. And obviously if the chatbot can't answer them all, then you would get a human to pick it up. But they can now do bookings, take payments, and it's worth saying that, I mean, I might get my numbers wrong here, but Messenger has about 1.2 billion users worldwide now. And I don't know if this is the same with you, Jonathan, but when I use my phone and it has like a notification on there, the notification, I just want to click it all the time. I just want to see what that notification is. Mm-hmm. And with chatbots and Messenger, the engagement is far, far more higher than using emails now.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's got more, I think it's four to eight times more higher engagement on average than an email.
Yeah, so it's getting people either to continue the conversation, or more likely you can put up call to actions, can't you? I mean, I've got a simple one, and it just sort of gives people a number of options, like speak to me, sign up to my newsletter, sign up to an update, that sort of thing. You can send people off to the website, or as you say, quite cool that without you even being there, you can actually direct people to buy a ticket for an event or for a product as well, and pay for it all over Messenger, which is quite nice. So yeah,
exactly. And for small businesses and medium sized businesses, when you run a small business, you are doing everything. So you're doing the sales, you're doing the whatever your skill is, you're doing that, you're doing your marketing, you're doing the advertising, you're running around like a headless chicken, sorting out your tax, and it's nice to have this service sometimes taken off your hands or giving you a bit more breathing space.
Yeah, think it would be a good time now. If anybody's got any specific questions on chatbots, then do feel free to ask us. And I do think it's a very interesting development. Got a number of advantages, as you say, high conversion rate, high engagement rate, and saves you quite a bit of time. I think for smaller business, it's probably the time saving and the sales side. But of course, when you start to get larger, this sort of like massive
customer services benefits in there as well, aren't there? Because you can sort of curate conversations that is basically like an old style FAQ, I guess, but somebody can just type in a question and then you can fire back with an answer. And I think people like that better than having to go and seek out the information themselves sometimes.
Yes, definitely. I mean, and also the other thing that it does is the lead generation. It can increase dramatically. People can be sent to you can get your customer journey correct and engaging and keeping your brand going through the whole process from start to end and get people to the right pages for landing pages. And then you can even, I mean, what I've got on my website is another chatbot on my website as well as on social media. So you're picking up people from one end and then picking up them from another and then still carrying on that conversation.
Yeah, that's worth a mention. Glad you mentioned that. So yeah, you can set up chatbots on Twitter, you can set up on Facebook. So that's sort of two different services there. But and then you can do your website as well.
Yeah.
But you can actually use which I do, you can actually use the Facebook one on your website as well. The exactly the same one. So that could be quite interesting.
People off on the Facebook one, you're right. So if you've got a Facebook page, you can just, and I think it prompts you to set one up actually. So it encourages you to get one so that people land on your page. You know, you're not on Facebook 24/7, or if you are. I don't know if you are, but I definitely am not on there 24/7. And it's a bit of light relief. You don't want to miss a particular, inquiry or what have you. And it's just, it just covers yourself a little bit, but it's good to have it there as a safety net.
Yeah. Yeah. Any special offers for our viewers and listeners today when it comes to your services at all?
Yes. We're going to give the first 10 users who sign up with us, we'll give a we won't,
for chatbots, this is.
This is for chatbots, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We won't have a setup fee. So setup fee is normally £125. We pay £125 per month for three months minimum contract. We'll waiver the £125 setup.
Okay, that's good.
And for price of a meal, lunch meal, which is about £5, isn't it? Depending where you shop. That's how much it costs per day for the Facebook advertising. So we don't add anything onto that. You just let that roll for the 3 months probationary. And if you like it, and we can carry on and work with you to grow and do campaigns as well. So campaigns are different.
Sounds good. But with the advertising, I assume is that drawing people into the chatbot? Is that how it works?
Yes.
So encouraging people to message your business. Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So what you do is you set up a Facebook ad campaign. For example, there was a golfer that I know, and he did a Facebook ad campaign. Make sure we also make sure that you've got a good offer there, base. And then he then did the Facebook ad with a messenger bot, and then that grew his business dramatically because he was then teaching people had to play golf, but then this is all happening in the background for him.
Got you. Brilliant. So social media then, be interested to know how much of your work when it comes to design is sort of social media related, because a lot of people are getting quite sophisticated now in terms of, well, sophisticated for me who's not a very good designer, but I would say the overall quality of images and infographics and that sort of thing is really sort of really gone up over the last over the last year on Facebook and particularly Instagram. Are you doing much work in that sort of direction, or are people still sort of tending to do it themselves?
People do tend to do it themselves, and that's that's probably what's down to their budget or what have you. But I mean, like I said before, we do logos and branding, and when we design logos, we make sure that the logo that we've designed for them has an icon that works well on their social
across media. Across all social media, right, I've got you, yeah.
Whether it's square or circle. And then we do social media posts and campaigns, but they're more specific on campaigns. So we just did one for the Food and Drink Festival, and made sure that the post looked uniform across all you know, it looked the same as it did on Square, as it does in Instagram, as it was done rectangle on Facebook, and likewise on LinkedIn and Twitter. So we try and make sure that it looks uniform across all platforms.
Okay, so and you'd literally sort of start with a blank page on that then, in terms of creativity and design, and then production.
Yes, exactly. And what we do is we look at the we look at their brand to begin with, and if they don't have anything, we advise them to do something, or we look at their colorways, make sure their colors are all the same, or they've got a style guide for their imagery or typography that they're using as well.
Got you. And how much do you use social media to promote your own business?
I do it quite a lot, actually. We did run a campaign last month or the month before called The Creative Thinkers.
Oh, yeah, I did see that, yeah.
And it was to showcase the fact that I always get asked, do you do logos? Do you do posters? Do you do any form of graphic design and or web design? And so what we did was we said, right, we'll create a campaign that showcases our work on multiple things. We put it on the side of an Aston Martin, for example. Or we did a billboard on the side of a lorry, or we did a website, or we did an email, or we did an app. All done the same branding, all done the same design. And then we just did the design multiple, obviously square for Instagram and likewise, and then showcase that across all social media platforms. And we had a really good response rate, actually.
Yeah, so that's clever. So you, basically the message there was, it doesn't really matter what the platform or the channel is, you can design around it.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, cool. And what would you say your favourite social network is? And it might be a different answer, personal or business, but from the sound of it, you perhaps don't use social media too much personally.
I do use social media when I've got a reason to use it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't just go, oh, look, there's a pitch. Well, I do sometimes. I try and treat my personal and my business accounts very differently. So, for example, on the personal one, I did an Instagram stories with how to do, I was cooking food, for example.
Okay.
And I was trying to showcase how to make a particular, because I have an interest in food. I'm not just one of those people who like to take pictures of their food every time I do something, but I was showcasing how to make meatballs, for example. Okay. And that was, that's very different from my business side where, I showcased to advertise this event this morning, but normally it will be especially with this Creative Thinker campaign, it was to correlate what I was posting at the same time.
Cool. So if you were to give a top tip to our viewers and listeners when it comes to design, other than get on the phone or get on the web and find Omega 3 Design, what would it be? What's the one thing they could do that would improve their overall brand, I guess?
Wow. Clear messaging, I suppose.
Okay, that was a quick answer. Yeah.
Have a clear message of what you want to achieve. People don't have a lot of time, do they? And if you've got a clear message of your product or your service there in front of you, then and there are plenty of places to get free images from, what have you. But if the message is clear and it says exactly what you want to do, so, for example, with yourself, it would be social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter expert. Mm-hmm. And people know what they're looking for then. And also then the hashtags and the things can be picked up better from Google search engines and the like. So, yeah, a clear message.
That's really good advice. And then, yeah, that's interesting because that's like a complete answer you've given there. It's not just a design answer, is it? It's like the whole thing. Like you mentioned, it's hashtags, it's copy, it's text, it's social media,
and marketing.
And the design wraps around all of that. Yeah, it's the whole thing, isn't it? It's marketing. Yeah. Cool. So final question, a bit quiet from our viewers this morning, but if you have any questions, please do ask. Great to have Mark and Judy on the show. But if we have any more questions, it'd be great to hear from you. But what's your thinking of that? So I haven't actually prepped you on this one, Richard. So I hope it doesn't catch you out. If you were to go for a beer with any living person, who would you pick and why?
With any living person?
Yeah, with any living person. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you have really stumped me now. Haven't you? So many people I'd go for beer with. Excuse me.
Morning, Elliot. Great to have you on the show. He's late in.
Morning, Elliot. I would probably go for a beer with my mentor.
Who is?
A chap called Roger Williams.
Okay.
He was my creative director at my last advertising agency, the one I got made redundant from.
Right.
But a super, super intelligent, clever, talented, creative. And for me, it's all about bouncing ideas off and absorbing other creative talent around me. So I put him up on a pedestal. He's amazing.
Sounds good. Cool. Okay. So unless there are any more questions, thank you everybody for watching or listening to the podcast. And big thanks to Richard for coming onto the show this morning. Great to hear all about chatbots, what you get up to at Omega 3 Design. And don't forget that special offer as well. We can put that in the comments, can't we? So
I'll put that in the comments.
Brilliant. So if anybody's interested in that, do get in touch with Richard. So that's it for today, and see you again soon on social media. Thanks for watching.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the Social Media Show, please leave a review. I'd be really grateful. If you would like to make the best use of social media for your business, organisation or charity, I can help you. Please visit pollingersocial.co.uk or you can find me on social media at pollingersocial.